Lyric Theater at Illinois will kick off the annual Allerton Music Barn Festival tonight with their production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. The festival takes place at Allerton Park and Retreat Center near Monticello, with productions of Putnam County starting at 7:30 p.m. both tonight and tomorrow night. I spoke with director Sarah Wigley about this production and the start of a busy academic year for Lyric Theater.
Oh, we've got Spelling Bee followed by La Boheme in just about 3 weeks here. Then Pirates of Penzance, the Coel stage. That's in November. And we just had a workshop of Take Flight, which is a new Broadway piece in workshop. So this is number two out of four things this semester. Plus we have Julian Nathan and Friends, which is October 6th, which is a marquee event, which involves many of our students. So we're quite busy.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so for sure. This is a little unusual for you all, just a production which is two nights only out at Allerton. What challenges does that present? How maybe is it an opportunity for you all maybe to hone in on just two shows here?
It's quite the challenge. It's very fun. Just being in a barn is in and of itself a different experience because we don't have any of the technical capabilities we're used to. It is completely teched. We get 2 days to tech the show. Usually for a Cranert Center, we'd have a full week of technical rehearsals. So it's always interesting and fun, and you never know what's going to happen. The process is quite sped up. Of course, we just started classes 4 weeks ago. So we cast the show in May before all these students let out. They've had the whole summer to kind of think about their character. And then we came in and hit the ground running the first week of classes and music rehearsals, staging rehearsals. I think one thing that's really fun about the show, it's only 90 minutes long and there's a lot of improvisation. So we're really excited to have the Music Barn Festival audience kind of part of our show. We won't just randomly call people. We will kind of have a way to get a feel for if you're interested in being part of our show. You'll know from when you enter the barn.
All right. Very nice. And it's a smaller cast, nine major roles, if I recall, and then plus some of the audience participation.
Exactly.
So yeah, kind of a chance for a few folks to shine.
Exactly. Six of the roles are essentially children from the ages of our college kids playing ages 10 to 12 kids. And that's really fun for them. It's been, as a director, a very interesting experience because the physicality of directing a student who is 19, 20, 21 into a role of a 10, 11, or 12-year-old, you get to play a lot. So the rehearsal process has been interesting. We've done a lot of kind of improvisational things in the rehearsal room or playing around with let's feel like that's even a little bit younger or more wild or out of your body. You don't understand your body when you're 10. So that's been fun. And then there's three roles that are actual adults. So majority are kids being kids. And what does that look like?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And let's talk a little bit about the music for this show. As you mentioned, with it being a lot of supposed to be kids singing, the music reflects that as well. What's the audience going to really hear musically out of this show?
So William Finn wrote the score. He wrote this entire piece, and he's pretty genius. It's a really tuneful, contemporary score. So even though it's a newer musical from 2006 when it premiered on Broadway, I think you'll walk away hearing tunes that are upbeat and kind of silly and that also harken to different time periods. William Finn is a genius that he's got a number of one of the spellers, William Barfay, spells with his foot. And so the number feels kind of Candor and Ebb, a little old-fashioned Broadway. There's also numbers that feel more like a circus. There's a number called Pandemonium where the kids are everywhere and there's a lot of activity, and that really harkens to the childlike nature of the show, that the music matches that in the score. We do have a band. Noah Scott Larson is fabulous on the keyboards. He's my music director. And we also have cello and five-piece orchestra at the barn. It's very compact.
Yes, very compact indeed. And I'm wondering, you mentioned a little bit with the tech, but as far as staging goes, staging something at the Allerton Barn, talk about maybe some of the challenges that's presented.
Yeah, it's really fun, actually. Last year we staged in the round with title of show, and this year we're doing quote, normal staging with a proscenium setup. But the thing is, we have platforms at Allerton. That's what they have that just live in the barn. And everything has to live on these platforms. So we have these nine we have these 9 people that are always on the platforms. And during the rehearsal, we have to tape that off and say, oh, you actually just went 24 inches off of that platform. You would be right now on the floor, right? So it's tight, but I think that's actually really fun because it forces you to be really creative with how you're using your space and your body, and especially because they're playing children, it's an opportunity to see, okay, does your character really hate touch? Do they kind of like, you know, being in close contact with people? And the spellers are all sitting very close next to each other, and how do they feel about hygiene? If one kid kind of, you know, blows his nose or makes slurping sounds, does that gross you out? Or do you kind of, you're like, that's cool. How do you feel about that if you're 10 years old or 12 years old? The other fun, really fun thing is there's sort of this, not romance because they're so young, but there's this little kind of spark that develops between the characters of Olive and Barfay at the very end. And it's fun to play with what that's like when you don't even know what you know, that kind of like, oh, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And they barely hug. And then all of the other cast goes, oh.
Yes, takes me back to those late elementary school years.
Yeah. And it's actually a really nice change from trying to stage highly romantic scenes that are much more difficult and complex. It's really, really fun for all of us to stage those 10 to 12-year-old awkward scenes.
Yes, for sure. And one cast member I wanted to ask you about in particular, just because you know, he's been in our studios several times in the last few years, but Noel Jones, in his last show with Lyric Theater, I know he's been such a big part of your program, and I know audiences will look forward to getting to see him one last time on stage.
Noel has this awesome cameo song called Prayer of the Comfort Counselor. He plays Mitch Mahoney, who is doing his time in community service and assisting the spellers. And when they get called out, when their time in the bee is done, he gives them the juice box and kind of presents them with some sort of comfort. Maybe it's a hug. And after somebody gets out, he sings this Prayer of the Comfort Counselor, which is this amazing gospel R&B song. And Noel gets to really show off his kind of contemporary R&B voice with, there's a lot of riffing, kind of gospel sounds. It's incredibly, incredibly impressive. And we actually had a designer run where we have people in the upper rehearsal space to see it. And I heard actual, yeah, like, just loudly, people couldn't contain themselves. They're like, this is so incredible. Oh, my gosh. So kind of feels like a gospel church setting almost. But Noel gets to really, really shine in this piece. So if you're a fan of Noel's, you definitely don't want to miss Spelling Bee.